Unit 10. Approaching Literature. Exercise 4. Listen and read the extract from the story The Adventure of the Speckled Band.
My companion closed the shutters, put the lamp onto the table, and looked round the room.
We must sit without light. He would see it through the ventilator. Do not go asleep. Your life may depend upon it. Have your pistol ready in case we need it. I will sit on the side of the bed, and you in that chair.
I took out my revolver and laid it on the corner of the table. Holmes had brought up a long, thin cane and placed it upon the bed beside him. Near it, he laid the box of matches and a small candle. Then he turned down the lamp, and we were left in darkness. Suddenly, there was a bit of light up in the direction of the ventilator, which was followed by a strong smell of burning oil and heated metal. Someone in the next room had lit a dark lantern. I heard a gentle sound of movement, and then the smell became stronger. Then suddenly another sound became audible, a very gentle sound, like that of a small jet of steam escaping continually from a kettle. The instant that we heard it, Holmes jumped from the bed, struck a match, and lashed furiously with his cane at the bell rope.
"You see it, Watson?"
he cried.
"You see it?"
But I saw nothing. At the moment when Holmes struck the light, I heard a whistle. I could, however, see that Holmes's face was deadly pale and filled with horror. He was looking up at the ventilator when suddenly the most horrible cry that I have ever heard broke from the silence of the night. "What can it mean?" I gasped.
"It means that it is all over,"
Holmes answered.
"Take your pistol and we'll enter Dr. Roylott's room."
He lit the lamp and led the way down the corridor. He turned the handle of the door and entered. It was a singular sight. Beside a table, on a wooden chair, sat Dr. Grimesby Roylott in a long grey dressing gown. Across his lap lay a long whip. His eyes were fixed at the corner of the ceiling. Round his forehead, he had a strange yellow band with brownish speckles.
"The band! The speckled band!"
whispered Holmes. I took a step forward. In an instant, from among his hair, appeared the diamond-shaped head and puffed neck of a horrible serpent.
"It's a swamp adder!"
cried Holmes.
"The deadliest snake in India. He has died within 10 seconds of being bitten. Let us put this creature back into its den, and we can then remove Miss Stoner to a safe place and let the police know what has happened."